From the Stanley P. Kazakowski Memorial Studio at WSOU Seton Hall University, South Orange, New Jersey, welcome to Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini, the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn in Class of 85. Once again, my pleasure to be your co-moderator for our show today, Saturday, August 17, 2019. Our crack millennial co-host Gina Pirro is once again with us. Great morning, Gina.
Good morning, Brother Greg.
The purpose of Thank God for Monday is to inspire you, our listeners, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope and healing and peace in these turbulent times, motivate you to search deep inside yourself in the quest for fulfillment. Alicia Keys just said it perfectly. There's nothing you can't do. As always, listeners, it's really up to you how you utilize the information we provide. Take full accountability for the decisions you make and the resulting outcomes. Now, one of the goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models. Role models of people who take very bold steps in their work lives. And this is why we are so pleased, as today, August 17, is National Nonprofit Day, that Jamie Dice, Executive Director of Pajama Program, has called into our WSOU studios today. Great morning and welcome to Thank God for Monday, Jamie.
Good morning, Brother Greg. Hi, Gina. How are you?
We're doing great today and hope things are well with you also today, Jamie.
Yes, thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all ours. Kindly tell us from what city you're speaking this morning.
You're speaking with me live from New York City.
Oh, the irony of that empire state of mind, no doubt about that. Sadly, Jamie, we've only got 30 minutes. We could spend hours talking about you, talking about pajama program, talking about a whole lot of different things with you. But before we get started about pajama program, kindly share with the listeners, Gina and I, just who is Jamie Dice?
Sure. Wow. Okay. Where to begin? Well, my name is Jamie, as you said, and I am a recent wife. I'm a newlywed of about a couple of weeks now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really excited to start this new chapter of my life, and I don't think it's any coincidence, actually, that I met my husband right around the time that I made a big career change and left the practice of law for the nonprofit world. And I think, you know, all the ducks were aligned and in a row, and as they say, and he walked into my life. So I don't think there's, it's a fluke thing that that happened at that time for me. So yeah, I practiced law for about 11 years here in New York. And I was, you know, working those long hours and litigating, and things would get nasty with, you know, litigation and clients fighting one another, family members.
Wow.
And it wasn't too pleasant, but the real light in my work was my pro bono work. And I did a lot of pro bono work with young girls and young women who've been trafficked here locally, domestically in the United States. It really opened my eyes to a lot of the disparities within the community that I've been living in for so long, and I wanted to do something about it. And at that time, I was also volunteering with Pajama Program, so that was something very special and near and dear to my heart. So I think a number of things combined together was the perfect recipe for exiting my traditional career path of law and finding my way over to the nonprofit world, where I'm now very happy and, you know, excited leader of Pajama Program. It's a really interesting time to be doing the work that we're doing, especially, you know, with all the things going on politically and socially in our country right now. It's really an interesting time to be on this side of it. So I'm happy to be here and tell you more all about it.
We're so blessed to have someone of your ilk today on Thank God for Monday, Jamie.
And could you tell us a little bit more about the pajama program, such as where and when was it founded?
Sure. So in 2001, our founder, Genevieve Pitoro, she actually jumped off the corporate ladder herself a number of years ago. She was working in the city in advertising, and something was missing from her life. And she tells the story beautifully, but just to fill you in a little bit on how it came to be, Genevieve started volunteering at a local shelter. And when she was there, she noticed that the children were told, okay, lights out, time to go to bed. And they filed off to go to sleep, and they were wearing their clothes of the day, and they were maybe sharing a cot or, you know, a smooth surface, not necessarily a bed of their own. And this image really struck her, and in that moment, she decided she needed to do something. So she came back the next time with pajamas for all of the children, and from there, this great idea was born to share what it means to connect with a child at bedtime through the gift of pajamas, and then storybooks, which was another piece of the puzzle that we added shortly into pajama program. So pajama program is a nonprofit. We are national. We're across the country with the help of our amazing volunteer chapter presidents. We have two reading centers, one in New York City and one in Atlanta, where volunteers come in and they meet with our children and they share stories with them for about an hour at a time, followed by giving the children new gifts of pajamas and books. And the book is something that they get to choose, which is really special for these children who may not always have so much choice in their lives. The children that we support are infant through age 18. And the thing that they all really share in common is that they're experiencing some sort of instability in their life, whether it may be housing instability, perhaps they're living in a shelter, you know, perhaps their family simply have a difficult time making ends meet. And, you know, mom and dad are working several shifts and someone isn't necessarily there at night to tuck them in and, and be able to take that time with a story. So we also work with children in group homes, Head Start programs, you name it, basically any social services organization where children are experiencing challenges that are really beyond their control, challenges that, you know, maybe some who are more privileged had not experienced growing up. So our goal is to really reach all of those children, wherever they may be. And for the first 18 years of pajama program, our work was primarily focused on delivering new pajamas and new books to these children through our 4,000 community partners. And I can explain a little bit about that too. But through our partners, we've been able to reach millions of children. In fact, we've delivered 6.5 million new pajamas and new books.
Wow.
Tools for a comforting bedtime routine.
Oh
yeah.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, it's quite a number. And we've really, now that we've reached this point in our evolution as an organization, and because we've had so much wonderful grassroots support over the years and through our amazing partnerships with companies like Carter's and Scholastic, we're now able to really take our work to a new level. We'll continue to provide those pajamas and books, our tools for bedtime, but we're also ready to begin developing some new programming to support our caregivers. So it's another way to really impact a child's bedtime routine. It's pretty exciting times here, pajama program.
Wow, this is a great program. It sounds like such Franciscan work. And honestly, I think that it's amazing that you've been able to take on this leadership role and to bring so much help to these children, especially the ones who are most vulnerable and most in need. And as you were describing a little bit more about the program and the fact that you've now started to incorporate, like, you know, bedtime stories and books, I was thinking about something I saw online. I think it was like last night, actually, where they now are thinking about creating vending machines full of like children's books that would actually be free for children to, like, I guess, press the button and have a book, a little book come out.
They're doing great work. JetBlue Soar with Reading is their initiative. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We do indeed. Jamie, want to hear more in just a moment about community partners. But before we get into that, did you say that Pajama Program is actually located outside of New York City? You have some satellite offices?
Yes, we have. Well, our main office is here in New York City. And just around the corner from our main office, we operate a reading center and a cozy brownstone. So for the children that we support, you know, they are often maybe taken out of their homes in the middle of the night. The police may be called, and, you know, if there's a domestic dispute and the children are taken out of their home and processed in cold places where, you know, there's security and strangers and a lot of, you know, feelings of despair and fear. And so really not ideal scenarios where you want to be able to comfort a child and deal with trauma and you know, psychological issues of that nature. So our goal when we created our reading centers is to create a really comforting, warm, safe, cozy space right when you open the doors. From the moment you open the doors, you feel that energy of positivity. And in fact, that's what we've done. We've done that here in New York at our reading center on 39th Street. And if you're in the area, please come and visit us. Mm-hmm. We also have our reading center in Atlanta, which we opened a little over 2 years ago with help from our friends at Carter's. So we're surveying the needs of children locally in Atlanta and in New York City by inviting them in to meet and connect with our volunteers over some fun stories. And we also have our work around the country, though. So even if there isn't a reading center nearby where you may live, we do have volunteers who coordinate our efforts around the country. And it stems, you know, it really ranges from perhaps doing a pajama and book drive, to distributing books and pajamas to children locally, wherever our volunteers may live. And then we also have some volunteers who lead reading parties at other locations where we may not have a reading center, but we know children are gathered, maybe at one of our community partners or at a school. And we have a very active chapter in New Jersey, led by our chapter president, Denise. So if anybody in New Jersey is listening, we certainly have lots of ways to get involved in New Jersey.
That's amazing. And I think that for our listeners, this would be an excellent opportunity to not only gain experience in volunteering for yourself, but also to give back to such an amazing cause. And actually, Jamie, I was going to ask, is there a specific age range that you serve in this program?
Well, at our reading centers, the children are probably about as young as 4 up to 18. Mm-hmm. We have programming for younger children as well as older children, teenagers, where we like to use a lot of role modeling and things along those lines for the programs for the older children. For the younger children at the reading centers, we have volunteers come in and read with them. So, you know, the volunteers wouldn't necessarily be reading, you know, with an 18-year-old, but we have other programs for the older kids.
Right.
Around the country, though, we do reach children who are, you know, newborn up to age 18. So one thing that we always like to point out when we talk about our age range, though, because we are, you know, our work does involve giving gifts of new pajamas to children up to age 18, a lot of those teenagers are often forgotten and overlooked when the pajamas are chosen. You know, think about it. There are a lot of 18-year-olds out there who are wearing clearly adult sizes. In fact, there are even 12-year-olds and perhaps even younger children who are already wearing adult sizes. So we like to always just mention that if any of our volunteers are looking to collect pajamas, that those larger sizes really do go a long way to show those older kids some love.
Absolutely. And thank you for mentioning that. Listeners, it is very important that you take Jamie's advice and information seriously, because, again, this is such an important topic and you could really, really be helping someone in need here. And Jamie, we know that as executive director of the Pajama Program, you must be extremely busy. So what are your key duties? What is your day to day?
Wow, my day-to-day can be anything, really. You know, you go in on a Monday morning, you think your day will, you know, you've got plans and then everything changes. I think that's the nature of the beast in the nonprofit world. But as far as being executive director, essentially it's like being the CEO of the organization. And I work with my team very closely. I work with my programming staff and my fundraising, my development staff to really oversee that our mission is being implemented. After all, it's really all about furthering our mission and making sure that we're creating impact for the children we support. So, you know, we work on building our strategies for the year and making sure that books and pajamas make their way to our children. And now a large part of my time this year in particular has been spent on developing and working on this new programming that we're putting together to support our caregivers. So in addition to working with our corporate partners and making sure that we have funding, which is obviously without funding, we wouldn't be able to exist and do the work that we do. That's a big part of my day. A big focus for me this year has been on developing this new programming. And I also would like to mention, not only is that my priority for the year, but it's the priority of our organization to really focus on this issue around diversity, equity, and inclusion. And mm-hmm. at Pajama Program, we believe every child has the right to a good night, and not all children have equal access to a bedtime routine. So that's something that we take very seriously and making sure that we are being very thoughtful in our approach to our work. And we like to get to know our community partners and understand their needs. So that's something that's really, really important to us. And also, you know, frankly, especially in this time and age where, you know, we have so much political turmoil in this country now, and really just being thoughtful leaders in this area. And that means making sure that everyone has a seat at the table and everyone's voices are being heard, and that children feel that they belong when they come to our program. So mm-hmm. that's something that we're also focusing on at Pajama Program.
All very, very awesome stuff, no question about it. Listeners, to anyone who's just tuned in, welcome to Thank God for Monday, the weekly talk show about the workplace here on WSOU 89.5 FM, locally streamed around the world at www.wsou.net. It's Saturday, August 17, happens to be National Nonprofit Day. Gina Pirro is once again with us as well, our great co-host. We have a very, very special guest to celebrate this day. Her name is Jamie Dice. She's the executive director of Pajama Program, calling in from beautiful, beautiful New York City. And we've been talking all about this great organization that she is the executive director of. Jamie, it's so evident you love what you are doing. Are there a couple of joys working with Pajama Program you'd like to share with us, please?
Oh, sure. Oh, my gosh. Where to begin? Well, first and foremost, the children. I mean, that's really what it's all about. And we love seeing their faces. You know, we open our doors to them at the Reading Center, and they come in, and if they haven't been there before, you know, you see a little bit of uncertainty across their faces when they walk through the doors, and it quickly dissolves. And to hear how loud it gets even in the Reading Center, you just know that they're having a great time and enjoying themselves and getting to know our volunteers and just, you know, being able to share in that moment with them. It really brings so much joy, not just to the children, but really to all of us at Pajama Program and to our volunteers. That's always a highlight of my day. And it's really exciting when you get to meet other people out there in the field who are like-minded and maybe share similar goals and get excited about the mission. That's something that really brings me a lot of joy in my daily work as well.
It sounds like an incredible, incredible position that you have. Now, of course, no position is perfect. There are usually a couple of challenges present even when we love our work. Is there one major challenge of your role at Pajama Program?
Well, it may sound, you know, sure. I mean, funding is always the problem. You know, we're always not necessarily a problem, I'll say. It's a challenge because we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of dreams where, mm-hmm. you know, we'd like to elevate our mission in new ways, new and exciting ways. Of course, that costs money. And so I think that's pretty much I would guess that it's probably the number one challenge of all nonprofits is just making sure that they have good funding. And we're very fortunate that through our partnerships, we have we've got strong support. But it's always important to focus on making sure that we can, you know, continue our good work. And that's why we really do like to focus on fundraising when we think about, okay, how can we make this happen, you know, beyond my tenure and to keep it going for years to come.
Absolutely. And Jamie, I actually also work at a nonprofit in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And I know that working for these wonderful nonprofit organizations, you wind up learning so much during the process. So what have been some of your key learnings while working at the Pajama Program?
Wow. Well, I think one of my biggest takeaways, because I've been here now for about 3 years full time, and when I moved over from my previous career, you know, I had lots and lots of ideas, and I obviously brought, you know, switching careers, you have a new energy, there's a sense of excitement, and you're ready to do it all and just, you know, hit the ground running, and you want to do a million things all at once to make the world a better place. And I think that's great. And in fact, it's still true. And, you know, but I think being able to really take your time and not get too far ahead of yourself to make sure that as you do your good work, that it is extremely deliberate and strategic and thoughtful. That way the impact is, you know, as great as it can be. So maybe that's something I've learned, is to, you know, not try to bite off more than we can chew, or for myself at least. And but it's always an interesting experience. You know, I'm learning something new every day. I learn from the children that we meet every day. I learn from our community partners, from our chapter presidents. And, you know, we actually just surveyed our community partners. We sent out a survey, and we got back a response rate that we weren't expecting. As a matter of fact, it was so high. We had over 1,600 of our organizations respond to tell us what their needs are around Wow. The bedtime routine for the families and their care. And that's been a huge learning experience, just to hear what they have had to say about bedtime.
Right. No, that's great.
Absolutely awesome. Sorry to say, Jamie, we've only got about 5 more minutes. We've got some important questions still to ask you. Is there an event or two taking place via a Pajama Program later or during the rest of 2019 you'd like to share with the listeners?
Sure. So we, at year end, during the holiday season, you can go into any one of your local Carter's stores, Carter's, the children's clothing company, and they will be, again, it's our 10th year with, well, not again, I guess, to say, but it's our 10th year with Carter's. And again, they're doing a pajama drive for us in their stores. So it's a really exciting time for us to celebrate this 10-year anniversary with Carter's. So you can look for the Pajama Program bin in the Carter's stores, wherever you may be. And feel free to stop by and drop off PJs or pick up a pair of pajamas and donate them to children who need them in your area. And into next year, we have our big gala. It's always in May. That's always a really exciting time. We have a young professionals board where young professionals from the area have joined in our mission to support us, and we're beginning to think about ways to open up our young professionals so that we can find other members from around the country. And we also have chapter presidents, our volunteers around the country, who are always looking for support where they are to help them do their good work. And we're always interested in perhaps finding and taking on new chapter presidents. So these are volunteers with huge hearts who help us coordinate pajama and book drives wherever they may be, with the groups in their area of children that are most in need. And if you're in Atlanta, we're having our winter warm-up in December at our reading center. So all exciting times. And if you live near one of our reading centers, we would welcome you with open arms to come in and volunteer and meet a child and have some fun for an hour or so.
That sounds like so much fun. I want to do it.
Me too.
Sign me up now.
That sounds wonderful. Absolutely. No question.
And there's so many, it sounds like there's so many ways for our listeners to get involved, whether they want to become volunteers, which of course, Brother Greg and I definitely encourage you to do so. But also, did you mention how someone could donate, if they're interested in donating money, what would be the process specifically for that for our listeners?
Sure. Well, you can go to our website, pajamaprogram.org, and there's a donate button right on the top of the page. I should note that we are about to update our website. So at about a couple of weeks' time or so, sometime in August, if you visit our site, you may notice it looks a little different. If you click there today, it might look a little different in a few weeks, but the donate button is going to be there, and we really do appreciate any support that our community can offer. And, you know, if you were to, let's say, go out and buy a pair of pajamas, Gina, for $20, we could probably take that $20 and stretch it a lot further for our partnership with Carter's and so on. So, yeah, I'm bringing more pajamas that way. So it's just something to think about. But we do appreciate any and all support, and we love hearing from our volunteers about their experiences with the kids and learning more about the children we support.
Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful. So listeners, just like Jamie said, you could go online and search Pajama Program to learn more information about the program, how you can get involved, volunteering, and donations. For our final question, Jamie, we would just love to know, how would you suggest that our listeners celebrate National Nonprofit Day?
Well, that's an easy one. Volunteer. Do something. Even if it's not coming into our reading center, where we'd love to have you, get out there, find something that you love to do, and go and share it with someone else who, you know, who's out there waiting for you to experience something. I think human connection is what it's all about, and that's what we're all about at Pajama Program. And whether it's, you know, going to your local nursing home or but any sort of community service, any way that you can think of to give back, I would say that's the ticket. That's where it all starts.
Wonderful. And Jamie, besides going on the website, is there anywhere that our listeners can best contact you directly?
Sure. I'm happy to hear from your listeners. My email actually is Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, at pajamaprogram.org. Happy to hear from any of your listeners. We always love meeting new people who are interested in our mission.
Wonderful. And thank you so much for sharing that, Jamie. So for our listeners, her email is jamie@pajamaprogram.org. Again, she is available for questions. If you want to learn more about the program, how you can get involved, please feel free to contact Jamie. And just a reminder, speaking of connections, reminder for our listeners to follow our Thank God for Monday social media. You could search Thank God for Monday, TGFM, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Gina, thank you very much. And Jamie Dice, we can't thank you enough for being our guest today on this very, very special day, August 17, 2019, National Nonprofit Day. You've enlightened us, certainly, about Pajama Program, but much more, you've inspired us, the listeners, Gina and I, the importance of today. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning now. I am going to take some strides to get out there and do a little volunteering today. You've inspired me to do that. I'm sure our listeners can do that as well. It's a beautiful, beautiful summer day, and we'll take full advantage of that. Because as you've noted, there are so many people in need, Jamie, and the least we can do today, and hopefully today will lead to tomorrow and many other days of volunteering and giving back in a very loving Franciscan way. So again, thank you so much. Congratulations again on your nuptials and continued happiness, joy, and great contribution in a very Franciscan work that you're doing there at Pajama Program.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you both today and your fabulous listeners. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listeners, sadly, once again, we're out of time. Gina and Brother Greg saying our hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like Jamie Dice does, you'll say, thank God for Monday. And for some final blessings today, our WSOU Hall of Famer, Stanley P. Kosakowski.
Most Holy Virgin, Mother of God, Mother of all nations, whose image of Tzimtzum Jehovah's shrine bears scars by hostile hands, through your intercession, obtain from your divine Son peace through truth and justice for the beleaguered people of the world. Queen of Peace, replace their despair by hope, dissension by love, darkness by the light of Christ. Despise not our petition, O Queen of the Universe, but in your mercy keep under your protection their heritage of the rights of man and true freedom. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, amen. Our Lady of Tombstone, please pray for us.